It was a pleasure then to ask Clive to speak to us on the subject of we remember the birth, death and resurrection of Jesus.
Good morning, everyone. The birth of the Lord Jesus is a well-known story, historical fact, and yet we as a group of Christians find it really difficult to link with the world about the birth of Jesus. And there's a reason for this. And let's just go back in terms of our historical beginnings as an organisation, as a group of Christians. Now, as Christians, we all celebrate various things. We are celebrating now Christmas. We're between Christmas and New Year. And yet, we find it very difficult to reconcile our beliefs as Christians with the birth of Jesus and with what the rest of Christianity believes. So we start with where we came from. In 1805, a certain man was born, John Thomas, Dr. John Thomas as he became. He moved to America in 1831 in his mid-20s, and he joined the Campbellites, a group led by a man called Alexander Campbell. And during that time, he examined the scriptures and realized that most of Christianity was at total discord with the teachings of the Bible. And so he decided, and he became baptized three times in that period, to examine the scriptures and to find a way of developing scriptural truth. But he was so convinced that what the scriptures were teaching was so at a discord with what mainstream Christianity was teaching that he decided to find another way of preaching Christianity. And so instead of church, he used the word ecclesia. Instead of going to church, we say we are going to the meeting, because it's just a way of differentiating ourselves from mainstream Christianity. And so now we do not celebrate Christmas. We do not celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, as Kevin has just read, Luke chapter 2, the heavens and the earth proclaimed the birth of Jesus. So what we do now is we celebrate the death and the resurrection of Jesus, rather than celebrating his birth. Can you turn with me, please, to Acts chapter 4? Acts chapter 4 and verse 10. Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. Chapter 7. Chapter 7 and verse 51 for connection. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which were shown before of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have now been the betrayers and murderers, who hath received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept him. And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But being full of the Holy Spirit, he looked up steadfastly unto the heavens, and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. So we remember the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Acts chapter 11. Acts 17. Acts 17 and verse 1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered, and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus whom I preach unto you is Christ. And so we remember the birth, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus.